This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Steve Prince on the line from Warrior Set Free. And we're talking because there's an active conflict going on in the Middle East. During the first 10 days of Operation Epic Fury, there were 7 U.S. service members killed, the last count I saw. And President Trump hasn't ruled out a military draft or kind of boots on the ground in Iran. So this is very much a big military topic, I guess. And Steve, as a veteran, this is probably something you guys are paying attention to. My guess, the one thing I wanted to start off about is like my guess is that veterans and others are probably viewing it as war, but it's technically not war because it wasn't declared by Congress. But I wanted to ask you, how do veterans and other active service people view this operation in Iran?
Well, that declaration of war means very little if you're getting shot at. So we tend to use the word combat veteran, or I've seen combat, or I've not seen combat. So there's kind of an odd relationship between the boots on the ground warrior and the politicians. Like the military exists to kill people and break their things. And the politicians get to decide who and where and when and why, and we just go and do. So the mindset of the warrior comes down to, is there a threat, and are we willing to engage the threat? We owe a great debt to the veterans that came before us. When I came home from Desert Storm, the Vietnam era veterans made sure we got treated well because they did not. So when you look at combat and the Iran, Israel, all that situation, is there a threat? Is there evil that needs to be stopped? And if we as a country choose not to do it, who is going to do it? Or we have to come to terms with we're at peace with knowing that evil is thriving in another country.
And there's currently the numbers I saw was 40,000 to 50,000 service members deployed across the Middle East. And you're not active duty right now, but you've been there, you've been through combat. What's going through the minds of military people at when they're at home, when they see something going on like this, and there's the possibility of deployment?
We understand what it's really like. We, as veterans, have been in places where we've witnessed death. We've come to terms with our own death. If you've been in a hostile environment, you have an understanding of the reality at a deeper depth than at a deeper depth. We have an understanding at a deeper depth than the ordinary civilian. Similar to where if you've traveled to a country that I've never been to, we can both look at the map and go, yeah, I understand there the Dominican Republic exists, but unless you've been there, you don't understand it. So for combat veterans, no matter where the combat is, we know the price that's being paid when you step toe to toe with evil. So a lot of veterans, and I was in a veteran group earlier this morning, and one of them said, I'm ready to go. Sign me up. So part of my mindset coming home from a deployment was I did something very important when I deployed. I was a part of a force for good fighting an evil force when I deployed, which came at a high price, almost possibly could have cost me my life. Thankfully, they missed. But it's understanding that hard things and dangerous things are worth doing as opposed to living a life of comfort and security when you know that there's evil that needs to be fought.
And one of the things Warriors Set Free does is help veterans and others walk through trauma endured in the line of duty. And I guess with that in mind, how could it be, or how is it different during deployment for minds, that have been traumatized by previous deployments? Like, maybe it's a active duty person who's gone through one deployment, they're back home, and now they're going to be deployed again, but they haven't unpacked that trauma. So how does that affect them, if that makes sense?
We use the term trauma lasagna. Country, we see that a lot of us have had trauma from our childhood that wasn't dealt with. We join the military and have trauma. And then if we don't come home in a healthy manner, you can experience more trauma with addiction or divorce or homelessness or incarceration, whatever it is. So unfortunately, a lot of people don't know a proper method to unpack their trauma, to discuss it and heal from it. And so we lead military veterans and first responders in a very thorough unpacking process. You have to tell your story. You have to address it biblically, forgive those who've hurt you, and ask God's forgiveness through confession and repentance of the things that we may have done wrong. So it doesn't get better with time. The phrase "time heals all wounds" is a lie straight from the enemy. So we need the veteran community to know that this stuff needs to be unpacked. It needs to be addressed, and warriors set free is a secure environment for warriors, combat veterans, non-combat veterans to talk through their stuff, address it biblically, and find freedom. And I'll tell you this, it works every time. God never fails. His promises are true. And we get to have a front row seat of seeing what God does in the lives of some of America's best and brightest because they've suffered that trauma on our behalf. Last week, we've had brand new combat veterans who are signed up to do what they're doing to protect me and my family. So when we look at someone in uniform and go, "Oh, they're serving our country." Well, that's correct, but they're serving you. They have left home. They have learned to fight, to go into harm's way, to protect America, but every American. They're paying that price for each one of us individually. So we owe it to them to do all we can to help them come to peace with what we have put them over there to do. Politics aside, evil needs to be fought. And it seems like not too many countries are eager to do that except us. I've been thinking a lot about a conversation I had when we invaded Iraq in 03. I was talking with a young man and he was complaining about it. And I gave him this scenario. If you knew you had a well-known criminal next door to your home and you could see him in it every day, and then he carries gun cases in and out of his house, and then he's bringing young children into his house, and you know this individual is a well-known criminal. Do you just close your blinds and close your eyes? Or do you call the police and say, "Hey, this guy's hurting people and somebody needs to do something"? If you're willing to call the police, then you're sending someone into combat to fight evil on your behalf. And for those of us that served, we don't have anybody to call, we go ourselves. As if you're going to go kick in your neighbor's door and fight evil nose to nose. So nobody really disagrees that evil exists. The conversations and the disagreements are what we do about it. And in my opinion, doing nothing is a horrible plan. So we need to fight evil. It comes at a heavy price. And Warrior Set Free is specifically designed to help the warrior, military veteran and first responder unpack their pain and find peace in it and get healing from it that only comes through Jesus Christ.
I agree 100%, and that's why I feel privileged to help share the message of your organization. And we'll get people connected to Warrior Set Free to help support that work in different ways. But I guess the takeaway as we leave this conversation is, in my mind, prayer. So how can we be praying for not just the guys going into combat, but the families that are sending them off?
Yeah, number one, pray. Pray as if it's your own child over there. I have two friends who have sons in combat, and so we're praying for them by name. I also am praying for this to end quickly, for peace to thrive, and for good to overcome evil. I was reading in Nehemiah last night. The threat is real. So Nehemiah 4:9 says, due to the current threat, we prayed to the Lord and we posted a guard. So number one, pray. And then number two, put your politics aside and support the troops, no matter who the leadership is.